The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell. And of course, joined by Jenna Tobel, our financial expert from First Alliance Credit Union. Hello, Jenna.
Hello.
So, of course, you recently shared the news that this program will be winding down in a few weeks at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll still be sharing this important information about making good money moves in other formats, right?
Yes. Yeah, we did make that announcement. So this version of Good Money Moves is ending at the end of February, but we are transitioning it into a refreshed format starting in March. So what's going to be happening is I'll be sitting down every other week with our knowledgeable First Alliance Credit Union staff to start diving into financial literacy topics, a lot of the same topics that we've been covering on this version of Good Money Moves. So sharing tips, sharing advice, we're going to be sharing real stories to help you, our listeners, on your financial journey. The way that you can still receive this important financial literacy content is you can join us on YouTube, where we are going to be bringing these conversations to life in video. So you'll be able to watch us having these conversations. Or if you'd like just listening, you can keep listening on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And if you are a podcast listener of this show, if you've already subscribed to this radio show as a podcast on Apple, YouTube, or Spotify, make sure that you take a minute to subscribe to the new Good Money Move show so that you don't miss a single episode going forward.
Okay. Well, with the few weeks left for this program, what is the important money topic we're going to talk about today?
We are taking it back to the basics of basics today, Andy, and we are talking about how to get started with budgeting.
The key of it all.
The key of it all, the foundation. Budgeting is one of the most powerful financial habits that you can develop, and I wholeheartedly mean this. It is not about restricting your spending, but about taking control of your money so that you can start to live the life that you want. Because when you plan your income and your expenses ahead of time, what you're doing is setting yourself up to avoid those end of the month surprises and the stress of not knowing where your money went. So whether you are in a position of just starting your first job, managing your household expenses on a day-to-day, or maybe you're recovering from a financial setback that's happened in life, you know, a good budget will help you allocate funds really wisely, which will in turn help you reach your savings goals and other financial goals, and ultimately lead you to a life that you can enjoy with significantly less financial stress in the long run.
You know, honestly, Jenna, I don't know how anybody could do it, anything without a budget. I think I'd just be a bundle of stress all the time.
Yeah, it is so stressful to not have your mind wrapped around where your money is going, why it's going to where it's going, and just kind of it really does lead to more financial stress.
Yeah. Just not knowing.
Exactly.
Okay. Obviously, a great topic. And you said getting down to basics. So let's get down to basics. What is a budget?
Yes. A budget is essentially a written plan for your money. Think of it as a spending plan, if you will. And a budget really outlines three essential components. First, your income, how much you earn, whether that's weekly, biweekly, monthly, annually, however long you want to set your budget period up for. That's what you're looking at. Then you look at how much you spend. So all of your expenses, where is all that money going? And then you have to also look at how much are you saving? How much are you putting into a savings account, whether that be a retirement account, just a traditional savings account, a money market, wherever you're storing that money, you want to account for that in your budgeting process. And the reason you need to account for all three of these things is because you need to think of a budget like a roadmap for your finances. Without a clear plan in place, you are more likely to overspend on non-essential items, you're more likely to accumulate unnecessary debt, and you are actually going to really, really struggle to reach your financial goals because of this. So a budget is especially important if you are feeling like you live paycheck to paycheck, or your income just disappears so quickly. It's also really important if you're having difficulty saving for things like even a small emergency fund, or maybe you're trying to save up for a larger purchase and for some reason you just never seem to make progress. This could be the key to moving your financial goals forward, is really sitting down and creating that budget, because ultimately when you do that, what you're going to do is you're going to end up reducing that financial stress, and you're going to start feeling like you have gained some control over your spending. Because really, in short, a budget is giving you a clear picture of your financial health, and it's really ensuring that every dollar that you are working so hard to earn is being given a very specific purpose. And even sometimes that purpose is for fun things, but it still needs to be thought of ahead of time to ensure that you are spending money where you are intending to spend it, and that you're not spending money on the frivolous things, the quick wants and desires that you have on a, you know, regular basis, and it's then stopping you from actually achieving the things that are important to you in the long run.
You know, you mentioned that it feels like your paycheck disappears so rapidly. Yeah. And I remember before I woke up and started budgeting, that was what you said. Where does it all go?
Yeah.
You get to the end of the month and you go, you know, and you have that panicky feeling. So, okay. Let's talk to the person who's not budgeting. How do they get started? What if you've never done this before?
Yeah. So starting a budget is actually a lot easier than you might think. It's really kind of two basic steps, if you will. First, you need to track your income and your expenses. This, without this very most basic step, you can't move forward with anything else. So you need to identify all of your income sources, whether that's regular paychecks you're receiving, if you've got freelance work or kind of side gigs that you do on the side, if you receive any kind of government benefits or support, whether that's Social Security funds, child support, you know, any of that type of stuff, that's all income that you need to figure out, how am I going to use this money that's coming into me most effectively? And so once you've really identified where all of your income sources are, and for a lot, most people, it's just going to be one. It's going to be the job, your 9-to-5, right? Sure. That's going to be for most people. But once you've kind of figured all of this out, then you need to take a look at and list out all of your expenses. And I mean all of them, down to the random gum you bought at the gas station the other day, right? Like, if this is your very first time budgeting, you need to truly take account for every penny that you're spending to really help you wrap your head around where your money is going. And so once you've listed out all of these expenses, you are going to want to start to categorize them into two categories: fixed expenses and variable expenses. Fixed expenses are things like rent, insurance, car payments, student loans, and then those variable expenses are things like grocery, gas, your entertainment, if you dine out frequently, right? And the reason that you do this is because those fixed expenses tend to be those kind of, you gotta have them, or you're not gonna have a place to live, you're not gonna have a car to get you where you need to go, and you gotta pay your debt obligations, or you're gonna end up in a more serious situation down the road. Those variable expenses, also important, right? You have to feed yourself, but some of those costs are a little bit more outside your control in a lot of cases. So it's important that you break all this down to really start to give you an idea of where your money's going and what areas you might be able to shift some funds around. So what's going to happen the first time you do this, you are going to be shocked when you start tracking your spending and you discover how all those small little daily expenses, that candy bar you grabbed on the way out of the store, or that coffee you grabbed on your, you know, weekend errand run, like how much those expenses start to add up, because they seem so small and insignificant when they're isolated. But when you start to look at them as a whole, that number can be quite large, and it can be very shocking to a lot of people just how much money they are spending on things that are not actually helping them get anywhere in life financially.
Yeah, I can attest to that. When I started budgeting, I was blown away.
Yes. It's wild. But I think there's a lot of ways to go about doing this, right? You can just write it out on a piece of paper, or you can look for budgeting type tools. First Alliance Credit Union has several budgeting worksheets and spreadsheets that you can download for free on our website that can help you get started with budgeting. But what that's going to do is you're going to input your income and your expenses, and then it can automatically start to organize and break down some of that spending for you. And then what you're going to see is you're really going to see those highlighted areas where you might be overspending. And so that's why this is such an important first step to take with budgeting.
Okay. We'll take a quick break and we'll, I'm guessing, step into the second step in budgeting.
Yeah.
The basics of it with Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. And that is our Good Money Moves today, budgeting basics. Back in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Thanks for listening to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. Budgeting basics, our Good Money Moves topic today. And we covered step one of budgeting. And I imagine that means you're going to cover step two of budgeting right now, Jenna.
Yes, I am. So the next step, once you have sorted through your income, you've sorted through your expenses, and you've kind of started to identify, you know, where are these areas that you might be overspending, the next step is to take some action with that information. And what that means is setting some financial goals for yourself. So you want to have short-term goals and long-term goals, because this money that you've been tracking with your budget, like if you're finding spots where you're overspending, the idea is that you change some habits so that you can start to meet some of these financial goals. But you really need to have clear goals that you want to meet. Otherwise, you're likely going to fall back into those overspending habits because you're like, well, what else am I going to use this money for, right? You're not really thinking holistically about what it is that you're trying to do. So when I say short-term goals, I mean things like saving a minimum of $500 in an emergency fund, paying off some small credit card balances to minimize the amount of debt payments that you're having to make every month. And when I say longer term goals, I mean things like saving for a down payment on a house, really focusing on building up a retirement fund for yourself. Or if you do want to have, you know, you can have fun goals too, right? If you have a dream vacation you want to take for yourself, how are you going to pay for that, right? And starting to think through like, and being more intentional about where you're spending your money, because ultimately what you want to do is then align your budget with your goals to ensure that you're not just spending money randomly, but you're actually working towards a better financial future for yourself.
Okay. Now, I've done the steps of tracking my income and my expenses, and then I've set some goals for myself. What do I do next?
Yeah, so budgeting is not a one and done scenario. It's something that if you are going to be successful with gaining control over your finances, budgeting is something you have to do at minimum monthly. Some people, you know, will do a weekly budget, but I think once a month is probably realistic for most people.
Right.
But in order to maintain that, you need to have kind of a framework for how you're going to do your budget month to month. And so it's really good to choose and even try out a handful of budgeting styles that really fit your life and your goals. So there's really three kind of popular budgeting methods for beginners. And I would say the right one really just depends on your personal preference and your financial objectives. But the first one that I think is really great for beginners because it's so simple and it really does emphasize getting yourself into a healthy financial spot because it prioritizes some saving and debt repayment within that budget is a budget called 50-30-20. So what this means is that 50% of your income goes to the necessities, the things that you have to have, right? Rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, transportation. 30% is for wants. So that means things like dining out, entertainment, hobbies, leisure spending, true wants. And then the remaining 20% of your income goes towards savings and debt repayment above and beyond the minimum, sure. Right? So emergency funds, investments, paying off credit cards and other loans. And this method really provides structure for a lot of people, but it leaves room for flexibility and it builds in those moments that are going to happen in life, right? There's going to be days where you have to grab, you know, you order a pizza instead of cooking at home, right? There's going to be days where, you know what, you just want to go see a movie in the movie theater, right? Those days are going to happen. And so what's nice about this type of budgeting is it plans ahead for those things and ensures that you have ample funds to still do those things for yourself. And the other nice thing about this is the rule is really straightforward and it works really well for those who want to a balance and some simplicity for their budget. Then the second budgeting style that I want to talk about is the zero-based budget. And this is really a budget that's best for those who really feel that they need full control and understanding of what's going on month to month. This is the type of budget that I think the first time you ever go through and do a budget, this is the type of budget you need to do. And then from there, you can kind of branch out into some of these other ones that we're talking about. But the zero-based budget essentially allocates every single dollar coming in to a very specific category. So at the start of the month, you assign every dollar of your income to bills, saving, debt, fund money, you know, there until there's absolutely nothing left, literally down to the penny. You have already decided where every dollar is going to go. And what's good about this particular budget type is that it really prevents wasted money and it forces more intentional spending decisions. And then again, this one is really, really nice. If you like knowing exactly where every dollar goes, this method can be really highly effective for truly someone who has never sat down and budgeted their income and their expenses before. And it's really ideal for those who want to have more of that total control over their spending. And because it forces you to justify every expense, which then reduces some of that wasteful spending down the road. The third method that I like for kind of first-time budgeters is the pay yourself first method. If one of your main goals is to build up your savings quickly, this is a really good budgeting method. It prioritizes savings. So you are essentially, before you pay anything out, you are saving a set percentage of your paycheck before covering any expense. So, and you can choose what that percentage is. Is it 1%, 5, 10, 20, what, you know, whatever makes sense for your goals and realistically what you can afford to do. But it ensures that you are saving money and that it's not this afterthought. And it, what it does is really help build that financial cushion, that emergency fund, really quickly. And it can also be particularly useful if you have long-term savings goals, because you are truly prioritizing saving money first. You are essentially saying, I'm going to take a portion of my income and I'm going to pay myself, my future self, by putting this money into savings. So if all of these sound really cool and interesting, like, you can play around with these different methods and find one that suits you. And ultimately, I think what happens for most people is they kind of create this blend of these different types of budgeting. And there's nothing wrong with that. You have to do what works for you. And it's kind of fun to experiment with them, to be honest.
I think where I'm at now is a combination of the zero-based and pay yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am heavy in the pay yourself first budgeting right now. So I want to go to Hawaii. That's my goal. So I'm not going to take on debt to do it. I'm going to save for it. So awesome. I've got a goal.
Awesome. Okay. Budgeting basics, the Good Money Moves topic today, and we'll return with more in just a moment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union, of course, with us. And we're talking about budgeting basics this week. And you mentioned earlier, budgeting is especially useful if you suffer some sort of financial setback. Mm-hmm. I guess that leads me to ask what kind of advice you have for people who are dealing with financial setbacks.
Yeah, good, really good question. Rebuilding your finances after a setback, like job loss, divorce, unexpected debts, it can feel super daunting. But a really thoughtful budget, again, can be your roadmap back into financial stability. So here's high level kind of what you want to start doing if you've experienced some kind of financial setback. First, you really need to assess your situation, list out all of your income, outstanding debts, you know, monthly expenses. And again, just really take some time to understand exactly where you stand financially before making any further changes in your financial picture. And then you're going to want to take some time to really prioritize the essentials. So focus on those necessary expenses like rent, utilities, groceries. This is the time where you're probably going to have to cut back on a lot of that discretionary spending until your financial situation stabilizes, which hopefully is a short amount of time, right? The goal would be that eventually you get back on your feet, so to speak. But you probably are going to have to cut back a little bit in the meantime. And then it's also really important to set small, achievable goals for yourself. So rather than letting yourself become overwhelmed by a large debt that you've accumulated, aim to, you know, save or pay off a modest amount of that debt each month. If you can pay more than the minimums on those debts, great. But if the minimum is all you can do, keep doing that. And then, you know, look for and celebrate some of those milestones along the way to keep yourself motivated in kind of your recovery journey and for your finances. But then, you know, you don't have to do it alone either. Rebuilding your finances, it takes time. It takes a lot of thought and, you know, habit changes. So don't feel like you have to do it alone. You can rely on resources. You can rely on friends. You can come talk to the team here at First Alliance. They can help you create that first budget. They'll give you some financial guidance on what your options are. And then I think the other thing to just keep adjusting your plan regularly as you're rebuilding to ensure that it's remaining really realistic and effective for you, because rebuilding does take time. It takes perseverance, but with the right tools, the right strategies, and honestly, in a lot of cases, just the right attitude, you really can regain control and then steadily move forward towards that financial recovery for yourself.
And what you mentioned about making adjustments is really important too. This is, it's always in flux. You're always refining what you're doing. It's not like, oh, I've got a budget and 3 years from now, I'm still on that budget. No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So is there any key takeaway for listeners today about budgeting basics?
Yeah, I would say budgeting is really all about financial freedom and empowerment. It is not about living a life of complete restrictions. It's about making deliberate choices that pave the way to a more secure financial future for yourself. And with a well-crafted budget, you do control your money, you do reduce stress, and you are also steadily working towards your financial goals and your dreams for yourself. And just remember, every small step you take matters, you know, from starting to track your expenses, setting clear goals, you know, choosing the right tools for yourself. It will, when you start doing all of those things together, you will collectively transform your financial life.
Right on. great information, Jenna. And of course, especially with budgeting, we could talk all day about this, but
yeah,
we don't have all day. So maybe you could point us in the right direction on where we can find more information to make good money moves.
Yes. As always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website at firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice regularly. You can listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on kerosenenews.com. And make sure you subscribe to the new Good Money Moves podcast on Apple, YouTube, and Spotify. And as always, I encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. We are here to help you start making good money moves today.
That is First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Jenna, you have a great week, and thank you so much.
You too, Andy.
And we'll do this again next week. Good Money Moves right here on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.